Thermal Runway, a Doctor Who short story by Matt Smart. Part 1. Ace shifted awkwardly in the plastic chair. With the two sons of the Shiki system beating down on her, she wished she had taken the doctor's advice to bring a hat, though she wasn't going to admit that to him, of course. She started to fan herself with the corporate bump she'd been given. If the two sons weren't bad enough, then the warmth radiating from the thousand-strong audience was intolerable. The excited audience started to quieten down, sensing that something was about to happen. The doctor clapped half-heartedly as the managing director of Global Power, Var Haplom, took to the podium. Not that Var would hear the doctor one way or the other over the rapturous applause of the crowd who'd gathered to see the opening of Global Power's latest power station. The doctor folded his arms. Ace was bemused. Why had the doctor been so keen to be there at the opening of this power station, yet so disinterested in it once they were there? It really didn't seem to be the doctor's sort of thing anyway, and it certainly wasn't hers. Var Haplon was waffling on about how many gigaflins of power the power station would produce. She assumed the amount was good from the crowd's response, but she really couldn't care less. After what seemed like a week, Var finished his speech and invited the press to a tour of the power plant. The doctor, with his normal regal demeanour, had blagged them places on the tour. Var flung open the doors and shouted, "Welcome to the future!" Ace caught the doctor mutter, "About time," through his pasted-on fake smile. As Var and his assistants showed the press around the power station, it was clear that they were there to be shown and not to ask questions. The doctor, however, worked his way to the front of the crowd, dragging Ace with him. Once at the front, he started his assault. "How much power did you say this place would produce?" the doctor said, interrupting Var. 200 gigaflins, Var replied. "Now, as I was saying..." The doctor interrupted again. "That's quite a lot, isn't it? I mean, the last power station built on Shiki was capable of, what, 5 gigaflins? "Yes, but that was the old-style power station. Global Power is at the forefront of energy research," Var said through gritted teeth. Ace didn't know where to look. She could hear the members of the press muttering behind them and could see Var's security drawing in close to him. The security guards were clearly waiting for him to give a signal, any signal. Then they would throw the doctor and Ace out. The doctor, sensing that things were about to turn nasty, decided to retreat. "Oh, well, that's okay then." The doctor dropped a small rubber ball which bounced off back into the crowd of reporters. "Oops, sorry about that. How clumsy of me," the doctor said, disappearing back into the crowd, dragging Ace with him. Ace smiled. That was more like the doctor she knew. She hadn't even seen him slip the ball from his pocket. Var, his assistant, and the guides had been so thrown by the doctor's actions that no one had thought to follow them until it was too late. "Quick, Ace, in here," the doctor chimed, striding ahead, gesturing with his umbrella. In front of them was a door they had passed on the tour a few minutes back. Var hadn't needed to tell them that the tour would not be going into that room. It was obvious, really, as although Ace didn't know what any of the red and black signs covering the door meant, she could tell they were the danger type. At last, some excitement, Ace thought. To be continued.